Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. Governor Greg Abbott announced Sunday that he's seeking a fourth term as governor of Texas. The Republican made the announcement in Houston, where he won his first election for public office in the early 90s to become a state trial judge. The Texas Newsroom's Blaise Ganey has more.
Abbott's announcement wasn't surprising. The three-time governor enters the race as the clear front runner, both due to being an incumbent and having more than $80 million in his campaign coffers. On Sunday, Abbott outlined a plan he says will give Texans more control over their property taxes, a problem he's been trying to address for years.
Those local property taxes are being hiked by your local governments incessantly. It's time that we drive a stake through the heart of the ability of local property tax hikes in the future.
Currently, there are two other candidates vying for the Republican nomination, but it's widely expected Abbott will ultimately end up on the ballot next November, facing off against the state's Democratic candidate for governor. I'm Blaise Ganey in Austin.
A road connecting Houston to its southwest suburbs is lined with houses of worship representing several different faiths. The stretch of Sinart Road was named Union Corridor this past summer for its religious diversity. Nat Patel is a member of one of the Hindu temples located along the corridor.
You're free to worship the way you want to worship, and we worship the way we want to worship, and we respect each other.
There are eight places of worship located in Union Corridor, which is less than a mile long. You can hear more about it on News 88.7 In Depth coming up at 3:40. Authorities in Polk County are telling some residents who live around an area close to Carter Lake Dam to continue staying away from their homes after concerns about the dam potentially failing. Residents were given a voluntary evacuation notice on Saturday when authorities went door to door to explain the situation. Multiple outlets report that concerns began arising after an 8-inch hole was reported in an embankment surrounding Carter Lake. Polk County authorities say it could be at least another couple of days before telling residents it's safe to return. I'm Alexandra Hart. News